Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 18th. Tesla has updated its solar panel pricing again, slashing the price of its base system to just $8,200. However, the bigger systems are now a little more expensive. Over the last few weeks, Tesla has made some massive changes to its solar panel price structure after introducing a new, more efficient solar panel just last month. The biggest difference is that the base solar system that someone can buy, a 4.08 kilowatt system, starts at just $8,200 or $6,000 after incentives. That's a $1,800 price drop before the federal tax credit. On the other hand, Tesla has increased the price of its larger system, seemingly to maintain the same price per watt across the board. On top of the pricing structure, Tesla has also doubled the reward for people referring new solar panel installations in a new push to accelerate its energy business. Previously, Tesla would give $100 awards to a Tesla owner referring a new solar panel installation, and they'd also give $100 to the new buyer using the referrer's code. In January, the company increased the reward on both sides to $250. But now the pricing again has shifted, and it results in an overall increase. The person referring will now get $400 plus a brand new Powerwall after they refer 10 customers. Interestingly, while Tesla increased the incentive for the referrer, it also decreased the award for the new buyer back to the original $100. Tesla has started releasing a new software update with a ridiculously small change that does show Tesla's commitment to efficiency. In the new software update, 2020.28.2, Tesla started pushing it today, and the automaker has released what could be the smallest change yet to improve efficiency. Quote, "Your car will automatically disable the passenger face vents when no passenger is detected, lowering energy consumption in hot weather." Panasonic denies the 13 million battery cell per day production at Tesla Gigafactory Nevada that was disclosed in a new inside look at the factory. Yesterday, we reported on the Science Channel having access to Tesla's Gigafactory Nevada for their new TV show, Superfactories. It did give us a rare look inside the plant. And during the show, it was stated that the factory produced 13 million individual battery cells per day. But now Panasonic, who is behind battery cell production at the factory, told Electrek that the information shared by the Science Channel is not accurate. The battery manufacturer didn't want to confirm the actual battery cell production capacity due to competitive reasons. GM is planning a Silverado-esque electric pickup truck with 400 miles of range on a single charge, as disclosed in a new document released by the automaker. GM has released its latest sustainability report, and in it, the automaker lists its new planned electric vehicles in the different brands, giving us a clearer look at the upcoming lineup. In the report, GM listed a Chevrolet BET truck. Quote, "Chevrolet BET truck, which will be the brand's first electric full-size pickup offering 400 miles of range on a single charge." Now, this seems to confirm a new Chevy-branded all-electric full-size pickup, which should compete directly with Chevy's very own Silverado. Will it take the place of the badge? We don't know. You can catch up on GM's plan by reading our abridged notes, which list the known EVs from General Motor brands such as Cadillac, Chevy, and Buick. Porsche is having a slow start with its first electric car, the Taycan. Porsche announced that it delivered fewer than 5,000 Taycans during the first half of the year. Quote, "The Taycan likewise continues to be well-received by customers. Porsche delivered 4,480 units in the first half of the year within the context of a staggered market launch." Now, at first, it might not sound that bad for the small automaker like Porsche, but the company had great ambitions for the Taycan. Porsche had originally planned a production capacity of 20,000 units per year, but it said that it increased Taycan's production capacity after seeing high demand. Now, we don't know exactly what that was, but some sources have even suggested that Porsche could be looking at a production capacity of up to 40,000 of these cars per year, which would make the electric car one of its best-selling models. Now, of course, the pandemic did get in the way a little bit, and the number of 5,000 deliveries has certainly fell short of Porsche's aspirations. Henrik Fisker has changed his strategy for the new electric vehicle startup, and now he plans to use Volkswagen's MEB platform. Over the last few years, Fisker has been trying to launch a new EV startup under his own name after his original effort failed in 2013 and other companies took over. Since then, he has unveiled several more prototypes, but nothing has reached the market quite yet. The latest is the Fisker Ocean, an electric SUV that they claim would be their first production vehicle. And now, Henrik Fisker, the CEO of Fisker, took to Twitter with a picture of the prototype Ocean and these words, quote, "Show me any luxury SUV, gasoline or electric, starting at $29,999. No, it does not exist. Only with our business model using high-volume MEB platform, millions volume, pricing in our proprietary development process, and only $250 to reserve." Now, this tweet is a significant departure from Fisker's previous claims that his vehicle will be powered by Fisker's own solid-state battery breakthrough that he claims would result in the electric car with 500 miles of range and 1 minute charging. That would have been really awesome. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, David Kaiser, great-great-grandson of Standard Oil founder John D. Rockefeller and president of the Rockefeller Family Fund from 2015 to 2019, has unfortunately died at age 50 of brain cancer. Kaiser was a climate change activist who used his inherited wealth to fight for causes he believed in, such as hashtag ExxonMobil. For an heir of an oil company to confront ExxonMobil, a successor company to the Rockefeller oil monopoly, it was quite extraordinary. According to the New York Times, journalist and climate change activist Bill McKibben said of Kaiser, quote, "It's hard enough to get anyone to take on powerful interests, but when they are the powerful interests from which your family derived its wealth, that's really brave. I can't think of anything like it in history." Governor Andrew Cuomo announced late yesterday that New York will spend $701 million for EV infrastructure and other initiatives in the EV Made Ready program. This will fund 53,773 Level 2 charging stations and 1,500 direct current fast charger stations by 2025. A federal court in California rejected the Trump administration's attempt to overturn the 2016 methane waste prevention rule, and this happened late on Wednesday. The court called the agency action backwards, fickle, defectively promulgated, and wholly inadequate. The waste prevention rule was implemented to stop unnecessary leaking of air pollution from oil and gas facilities on public land by requiring measures to limit methane venting, flaring, and leaking. On Thursday, July 16th, more than 50,000 people, with signatories that include activists, scientists, and influencers, sent an open letter to European heads of state and leaders that stated several climate demands. The demands included to halt all investments and funding in fossil fuel exploration and extraction. EU member states must advocate and make ecocide an international crime, establishing annual binding carbon budgets based on the current best available science, treat climate change and ecological emergencies like an emergency, and finally, design climate policies that protect workers and the most vulnerable and reduce all forms of inequality, economic, racial, and gender. A new study from the University of Stirling in Scotland found that planting huge numbers of trees to mitigate climate change is, quote, not always the best strategy. Now, with some experimental sites in Scotland failing to increase carbon stocks, scientists have analyzed four locations where birch trees were planted onto heather moorland, and they found, over decades, that there was no net increase in ecosystem carbon storage. Burger King worked with scientists to develop a special diet for cattle designed to reduce carbon emissions for the cow's digestive functions. 100 grams of lemongrass will be added as part of the change. According to Restaurant Brands International, quote, "In cattle, lemongrass has been shown to manipulate the digestive process and improve nutrient utilization, thereby reducing methane emissions by 33% a day." Burger King has utilized 13-year-old yodeling sensation Mason Ramsey in a new video advertisement. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge, and we will leave you with this song.
When cows fart and burp and splatter, well, it ain't no laughing matter. They're releasing methane every time they do. And that methane from the rear goes up to the atmosphere and pollutes our planet, warming me and you. So to change our emissions, Burger King went on a mission, testing diets that would help reduce their farts.
That's a start.
And now there ain't a question that it's helping cows digest.
apart.
Woo-hoo.
Reducing methane, and the scientists have proven.